Thank you for good.
Are you too impressed?
Good morning. I'm very happy to once again be honored to be able to take part in this delightful program, especially on today, Lag BaOmer, the day which, as we see, is a day which is miyuchad for tefillah, for Torah. I'd just like to say, if I may, this should be a refuah shleima for my father, Alex Strom, Alexander Sibin Rivka, the Sheikh Shach Yisrael, all the Cholim who need a refuah shleima. So the day of Lag BaOmer is one of those enigmatic days. Obviously, it's not mentioned as being of significance in the Gemara. And the question is where and when and why did it achieve the import that it did? The Ramah brings down in Shulchan Aruch that we don't say Tachnon on Lag BaOmer. We Marbim BaSimcha. But b'mishta ketzas, there's an inti marbe b'simcha and b'mishta and suda. A bit, it's not a yomzev, but there's an inti marbe simcha on Lag BaOmer. It comes from that emotion, brings it from the minhagim, from the maril. But it doesn't tell us why. Posku lomos tamidim of Akiva, perhaps that the tamidim of Akiva stopped dying, and we know that's mentioned in the Gemara that the tamidim of Akiva did die between the days of Pesach v'Atzeres, 24,000 Talmidim Rebbe Kiva had, they died in the days of the Omer, which is why they keep Minhag HaVedus in the Omer. But many people have a Minhag that they keep HaVedus from Rosh Chodesh Iyar till Shavuos. So Lag BaOmer is in the middle of those days of HaVedus, so obviously they hold that's not the reason for the significance of Lag BaOmer, because that wasn't the day that they stopped dying. They died the 33 days, the Moshe explained, there were 33 days that we don't see Tachnon on, and those were 33 days that they died on, so we keep 33 days of our Vedas connected to that. So, what is the meaning of Lag BaOmer according to them? The Mishnah Berurah says, Tzorech Lema, Shevohu Vayim Ezitam Sheyia, and he doesn't say what the reason is. As Mekubal, we know, we have a Kabbalah, the Soyas, that Lag BaOmer is the day, is the Hilula Derashbi. Hilula of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. Now what does that mean? Is again something which is disputed and is not clear. There's an interesting remez which I saw brought down. I saw brought down Moshein de Likute Mariach. I looked at Likute Mariach, I didn't find it there. But still, it's an interesting, it's a very, very beautiful remez. In Parshas Metzora, talks about the various different types of tumors, and one of them is the tumor of Azov. A Zov, who's a proper Zov, has to have a sphere of Shiva's Nekiyim. And the Pasuk says, there are three Pasukim there, talking about how a Zov becomes Tohu. V'chi yitar ha-Zov mi-Zovoi, Pasuk Yud-Gimel, Sof aloi Shiva's Yomim, Pasuk Yud-Dalas V'yom Hashmini, on the 8th day, it brings a Korban to the Mishkan, but also, Oysim HaKoyin, the third Pasuk, also HaKoyin, Echad Chatzos V'Echad Oilo. So you count the words, in these three Pasukim, there's 49 words. And it's your dua that the Shloh and others have said that the 7 weeks that we count between Pesach leading up to Matan Torah is connected to the tumor, get rid of the tumor to get the Tyrus Hazov, the 7 days that the Zov has to count to reach his Tyre. We have to get rid of all our tumor in order to be relocable Matan Torah. Now the 33rd word in those three psukim is Moyahid. Moyahid Yontuf. El Pesach Ayel Moyahid, and the Son can you bring the one of Pesach Ayel Moyahid? So the 33rd day. In those 49 days, the remnants are made, but again, still needs explanation.
You've got 33 days without Lag BaOmer of the Omer from the first year to the end.
Right.
Because Lag BaOmer doesn't matter.
Right.
So you said, no, you said.
No, but it can't be, that's the day that they stopped dying. Because according to the Rishonim, they died. There were 33 days and they died between Pesach and Shavuos. All the days they always say Tachon. Those were all the days they died. They died in scattered different days. So what was the day they stopped dying Lag BaOmer? Besides, they died all the days between Pesach and Shavuos. Between Pesach and Shavuos, they died. Any day they always say Tachon, they didn't die. So 33 days Sachai called. So the days of Avedus that we take in one block, is not those 33 days. The 33 days were scattered from Pesach to Shavuos. So the next day they died, that was also. So they died. So it wasn't the day of Yom Tov Kippur. The pre chodesh also is not okay. It's a possible boy. Lamas fine. The day according to some shitters, the day they stopped dying, and the Bir Hagrosh of Aruch brings the Gemara in Tanis. The Gemara in Tanis tells us about Tesvav Ba'av. Lo Yohal Yoyim Tovim LiYisrael Kimoi Chamisha Osu Ba'av. What was the Yom Tov Chamisha Osu Ba'av? The Gemara brings several reasons. One of the reasons is Yoyim Shepaskul Boy Meisei Midbar. That was when the Meisei Midbar stopped dying. That was the day they knew that Meisei Midbar, the Gzeira, those people in the Midbar had to die, stopped dying. That was the last day, was Chamisha Osu Ba'av, and therefore was Nikvas Yontov. Says the Bir HaGadol, according to here, this was the day he stopped dying. Says the Bir Chadash, it's not Daima. You can't compare it to the Yontov Pasuk Boy Meisei Midbar. Why? Because there, everyone else who remained were survivors. They're the ones who can say, okay, now we've got a Yontov, because we know that we're no longer subject to this Gzeira. But by the Talmid Rabbi Akiva, they all died to Balag Ha'emes. What was the Yontov? So the Inyan is Mavua, the Mefashim of Vayir, in each one is in their own way, but some of them run along the lines of understanding that Rav Shimon Bar Yochai is related to the idea of Torah Shebaal Peh. And they have a Dhamma, the Gemara in Kedushin tells us, since we learned Daf Yomi, so we recently have come across the Gemara in Kedushin, Daf Samach Vav, with Daf Samach Beis, Daf Samach Vav, about Yana HaMelech. The Gemara there says there was a man who was a late, Lev Rab, Liyal, particularly bad man, and Yana HaMelech was upset with his Talmid HaChomim, and he was contemplating wiping out all the Talmid HaChomim. And he was reluctant to do so. He was hesitant to do so. Why? He said, Torah Mate Hele, what's going to happen to Torah? If I wipe out all the Talmid HaChomim of that generation, what will be the Torah? So Eliezer ben Peiro said to him, don't worry. It's Torah's Munachas. But see, the Torah is over there. Call me Sherotze, Lovei lo, Vito. Lovei Vito, anyone who wants to come, can come and take it. The Torah is over there. Says the Gemara. But Yisrael Shah, Nizrika, Minus, Yana HaMelech. At that moment, Yana HaMelech became a curious. Why? He should have said, Teinach Torah Shebichsav, Aval Torah Shebaal Peh Matei Holeo. That's all very good for Torah Shebichsav. Torah Shebichsav, you can tell me, it is what it is, it's finite, it's contained in the Chumashim that we have. We have Torah Shebichsav. But Torah Shebaal Peh, where does that exist? Torah Shebaal Peh exists in the Talmid HaChomim. So if I wipe out all Talmid HaChomim, what's going to happen to Torah Shebaal Peh? And he went ahead and he followed the Yisrael Ezra, regardless. And the world was desolate as a result of that. Until there was another resurgence of Torah Shebaal Peh, there was an Olam of Shomim. We see from the Gemara that there's a difference between Torah Shebaal Sav and Torah Shebaal Peh. Torah Shebaal Sav. Perhaps it would mean a tiny much more than tomorrow. Kolaritza, Lava, Yito, Lito, Yava, Vito. Anyone who wants to, it's there for them. But Torah Shebaal Peh lives in the Talmid HaChomim. Because when we got the Talmid HaChomim, we got Torah Shebaal Peh. And without that, there's no Torah Shebaal Peh. The interesting that the Lashon that the Gemara uses there in Kedushin is the same Lashon that the Gemara uses in Yevamos. The Gemara in Yevamos, where it talks about the Talmid HaKiva, the 24,000 Talmidim that Rabbi Kiva had, and they all died. So the Nogu covered Zebel Zeh. The Gemara says that the same lashon. V'ho'isa ha'olam shomim, and the world was desolate. Actually, brought Rabbi Kiva to the Talmidim. Shemedori came to his five Talmidim. Who were the five Talmidim? The five Talmidim of Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Rabbi Elazar ben Shamua, and Rabbi Meir. Those were the Talmidim who later on went on to establish the Torah Shebaal Peh. Rabbi Kiva, we know, is Torah Shebaal Peh. But we also know the Stam Mishnah is Rabbi Meir, Stam Sifro, is Rabbi Yehuda, Stam Sifri, is Rabbi Shimon. These were the Talmidim of Rabbi Kiva, who later went on to set up the corpus of Torah Shebaal Peh as we have it today. So the Olam was Shomim because there was no Torah Shebaal Peh until Rabbi Kiva came. says the Chidor. The Chidor, the Sefer Maris Ayin, says that which I wrote in my other Sefer Brit Yosef, that the Hilula de Rashbi, the day of Lag Ba'omer was the day of the Yotzai, the day that Rav Shimon Bar Yochai was Nifta, is not necessarily Muchach. It's based on a piece of Chaim Vital. Not necessarily understand. He's got questions there about it. But rather, he'd rather say that was the day that Rabbi Akiva came and taught the five Talmidim. The day that Rabbi Akiva started the new process of the five Talmidim of the Messiah of Teresh Bar was renewed and reawakened, that was the Lag Ba'omer. As you know, the Chassam Sofer asked a question. The Chassam Sofer asked a question. He says, I don't understand. How? What's the whole Indian? What's the whole? How do you make a whole Yontif on Lag Ba'omer, the day that Rishon Bar Yochai died? How can you make a Yontif, a day that a Tzaddik dies, you're making that into a Yontif? Adarabba, we know that Moshe Rabbeinu died on Zayin Adar. And we know that Zayin Adar is a Talis, Tzaddikim, someone who's on Madrega, is supposed to fast. How can you do that? How can you make a Yontif on such a day? He talks about the minhag of the hadlokas and the lighting candles, and he says, even though he doesn't agree with them, of a schorim rav menas shomayim, the mischav neshem shomayim, al derech apostle v'dilugoi, and makes a pun on the words, v'dilugoi alay ahavo. But he asked the question, and the Sholem Eishem also asked the question, and the Mefarshim speak about various yeshuvim to understand what's the difference between the Moshe Rabbeinu and Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. And the Pitzadik, and we saw the Chidor says, no, it's not necessarily the day that he died. It's Hilula de Rashbi, it was the day that they started teaching him. Hilula just means Lashon Simcha. The Pitzadik, Rav Tzadik HaKohen says, the difference is what we said, the difference between Torah Shebal Peh and Torah Shebichsav. When a Rebbe of Torah Shebal Peh dies, the Torah is Nikva B'Lev Talmidov. And therefore, since Peter says Rebbe Kiva is really the Yesoid, the Shoyosh of Torah Shebal Peh as we have it, the Gemara Menachos tells us that Rebbe Kiva used to dash on the Tagin to Asius. The Gemara tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu heard the shit from Rabbi Akiva and didn't understand it, and he was very upset until Rabbi Yashiv Data, he said, Rabbi Akiva said something halacha Moshe Sinai. But he said, you couldn't make on the Yotzai Rabbi Akiva a Yontif, you couldn't make any significance because Rabbi Akiva was one of the Asura Luga Malchus. So the Talmud of Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shimon, was one of his main Talmudim, thus we chose that day. Now there is an interesting point. Yeah, but you. Okay. Now there is an interesting point which is brought. There's a sefer called Ben Yochai, written by Ramesh Kunitz about 200 years ago. And then he writes as follows. He says, why is it that sometimes we find Rav Shimon Bar Yochai is mentioned just as Rav Shimon? Rav Shimon's stam in the Mishnah and the Gemara is Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. And why is it other times we find him mentioned as either Ben Yochai or Rav Shimon Bar Yochai? What is going on here? And he wrote a whole sefer, going through all the members in Shas, hundreds of thousands even, of places, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. And he came up with the following idea, which he wants to prove with Raya's, that we know the story in Gemara in Shabbos. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai had to go and hide in a cave for 12 years, 13 years. So he says, every time you find Rav Shimon mentioned in the Gemara as Rav Shimon, without any appendix, it's because that was talking about before he went into the Ma'orah. When he came out of the Ma'orah, then he was called Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, or Ben Yochai. What's the difference? What's the reason? He says, a push the sorrow. He says, imagine for 12 years, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai was cut off from everybody. No one saw him for 12 years. People forgot about him. He had no connection, didn't speak to anybody. So when he came out, no one knew who Rav Shimon was. So the push to identify him, they gave the title Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. Everyone knew who his father was, everyone knew Yochai. So Yochai is Rav Shimon. That's Rav Shimon Bar Yochai we're talking about, but he hadn't spoken to a soul for 12 years, for 13 years.
Same Rav Lezer. Could say the same Rav Lezer, his son.
Rabbi Lozen, Rabbi Shimon. Yeah, I don't know if that theory would hold out. I have to check that out. I mean, he takes it a stage further, and he says as follows, that we know, generally, the Gemara in Erevin tells us that we don't pass by Rabbi Shimon. We got Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, halacha Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, halacha is Rabbi Yossi. So it says, Rabbi Moshe Kunitz, no one knew about Rabbi Shimon, that's all the memories you find in Rabbi Shimon before he went into the Mora. But anything which you find in Rabbi Shimon by Yochai, we do pass him like that. What's the difference? So it's Moshe, he says he was in the Mora for 13 years. He was learning Torah there. It was the most intense Chavrusa Shaf there ever was. Rabbi Shimon and his son, there was nothing else there. And all they were doing was learning. So Kunitz says they didn't even daven. They were just so involved in their learning. And the Mora tells us, before he went into the Mora, so Rabbi Pinchas ben Yoel, who was either his show or son-in-law, would, if he would ask a kasha, Rabbi Pinchas ben Yoel would frag it up with 12 terutzim. When he came out, Rabbi Pinchas ben Yoel would ask a kasha, and he would frag it up with 24 terutzim. So you see, the whole dargah of his Torah was changed by going through the Mora. So he says, that's true, don't pass by Rabbi Shimon. That was all his Torah before he went into the Mora. After he went into the Mora, it was a whole different madrega, it was a whole different level. So then we do pasna like him. So he says, and that's why, if you look in Mishnayos, you'll never find the one Rabbi Shimon being mentioned as Rabbi Shimon by Yechai. You only find him mentioned as being Rabbi Shimon. Why is that? He says, because Rabbi Shimon we don't pasna like. Rabbi Shimon by Yechai we do pasna like. So whenever we have a member of Rabbi Shimon by Yechai, Rabbi put it in a stam. Didn't mention Rabbi Shimon's name, because you pasna always like the stam Mishnayos. You want to pasna like a Mishnah, you put it in a stam. So we're not going to tell you who said it. If I tell you Rabbi Shimon said it, we won't pasna like that. So all the time you pretend you're Rabbi Shimon, we don't pass him like. All the time that Rabbi Shimon Yechai said something, after the Mora, put it in Stam, so you know that look like that is undisputed, we can't argue that. What were they learning in the Mora is Machlaik is both before take on that they were learning Zoya or Sefer HaTorah, but there is a piece of Tanya in the Igros HaKodesh, page Kuf Mem Dalet, where he says that in brackets, he says, it's obvious when they were in the Mora, they were learning Zoya the whole time. Says, you know, how long would it take them to learn Zoya? It would take them 2 or 3 months. They never said anything twice. They were learning, they had 600 Storm of Mishnayos, which we don't have. They had 600 Storm of Mishnayos, and that's all they were learning in the Mora. Okay. But either way, the Sefer of Ramesh Kunitz, he's got his theory. And he's got Azrayas, and he's got his Kashas and Terutzim on Azrayas. So he starts off and he says as follows, I've got a Raya, well, this is straight from the Gemara and Shabbos. The Gemara and Shabbos says, what happened? What was the whole story? The whole story starts off. There was Yossi, Reb Yehuda, Reb Yossi, Reb Shimon. Reb Yehuda, Reb Yossi, and Reb Shimon, no, Reb Shimon Stam, were sitting together. And Reb Yehuda said, he started praising the Roman Empire, Tiknu Shvakim, Tiknu Geshorim, Tiknu Machatzois, what they did for socialization. And Rav Shimon Bar Yochai criticized them. Everything they do for themselves. And as a result of that, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai was forced to run for his life. At the end of that same piece of Gemara, the Gemara starts talking about, the Gemara says there, he had a match with Rav Shimon Bar Yochai Kusha. When he came out, it was Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. The fact that Rav Shimon Bar Yochai is Rabbi Brukim. So when he comes out, he's called Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. So you see, the Gemara starts off saying, Rav Yehuda, Rav Shimon, Rav Yossi was sitting there. And the Gemara finishes off talking about Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. So what's going on? He says, yeah, before he went to the Gemara, he was Rav Shimon. After he went to the Gemara, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. But the problem is, he runs into a big problem. It's because there the Gemara says, starts off saying, Rav Yehuda said, come and know him, Maisim Shalom Azu. Meme Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, and Rav Shimon Bar Yochai answered back and he said, Kol Masha Tignu Lo Tignu Lo Tignu Chatzmon. So that clearly is before the story, this is the cause why he had to run for his life. This was the cause for him going into the cave. So obviously this was prior to the story of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai going to the Mora, and yet we see it's called Meme Rav Shimon Bar Yochai.
This is a story, not a halacha.
This is a story,
but it's not a halacha.
Yeah, okay. No. He says that he wants to say it's consistent. He wants to say Zohar Shemayichai. So he says as follows. At the end of his whole Marach, he says as follows. He says, if you want to know why, before he went into the Mora, he's called Rav Shimon Bar Yochai in this Gemara. He says, because this statement of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, it required tremendous gevura. It required tremendous tkivus, a force of strength of character. I had to get up there and criticize the Roman Empire and threat of your life. So it's that gevura and that strength, that was the keyach of Shema Yechai, which came from after the Ma'ara. He was drawing on that strength that he had within him. There was Nenar Shema Yechai. He was able to draw on that, Reb Shimba Yechai, and come out with that criticism of the Roman Empire. And it's interesting that the Sefer Noach Desha brings a pshat from the Abnei Mezer. The Abnei Mezer says, why does the Gemara tell us the whole Hakdama, this whole story, this whole what happened, how it happened, there's a person who heard it, and the Romans heard it. Why is that significant? This whole Hakdama, why is it significant to what happened to Shabbat Yechad, the fact that it was only Torah in the world? What's the preamble necessary for? Sorry? Yeah, but what do we need the Hakdama for? Why he had to run away? Why is he necessary to know why? Says the Abnei Mezer, he says, the Machlokes, Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon, in this Gemara, is Machlokes, Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon, Shitoso. Why? Because we know in the Gemara, or in Shabbos, elsewhere, that there's a Machlokes, Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon, Dovah She'en Mischavim. Is a Dovah She'en Mischavim Chayev or Potter? Reb Yehuda holds, Dovah She'en Mischavim Chayev. You do something without intention, Chayev. Same results, the same Chiyuv as if you had full Kavod for it. Reb Shimon says, Dovah She'en Mischavim is Mutter. If you're not mechaber for the Issa, if you're doing something and the Issa results unintentionally, that's mutter. Potter, Shabbos potter, but generally it's mutter. Segregation, my definition of segregation, fine. So, Reb Yehuda puts the emphasis on the Maisa. What happened? Did the Issa happen? Chayev. I didn't have Kavana for it, that's regardless, it doesn't matter. That wasn't your intention. Doesn't matter. You did the Issa, you're chayef. Reb Shimon says, Dovah She'en Mischavim, pot. If you don't have Kavana, emphasis on the Kavana. The element which is important, the defining element of Chiyuv B'Torah Kunya Reb Shimon, is, was there intention here or not? So Reb Yehuda comes along and he says, look how wonderful the Romans are. Look what they did. They made bridges, they made merchatsois, they made shvachim, they made markets, they made merchatsois. Wonderful, look what they did. Come along, Reb Shimon, and Reb Shimon says, no, you had to look at the Kavana. You had to look at what the intention was. The Kavana was for themselves. So Reb Shimon, who looks at the Kavana, says, well, let's see what their intention was. Reb Shimon says, no, you look at the Maisa. And that says, the Abnei Eliezer, what was going on with Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda. And that, he says, that is the site of Teres Anista, Teres Hazoya, puts a tremendous emphasis on the Kavanah. The tremendous emphasis not just on the Maiseh itself, but the Phanimius itself. So Reb Shimon is the one who says, look at Kavanah Doshim Mischam Potter, look at the Kavanah of the Romans, and then he was the one who went into the Ma'ara, and then established the Zoya, which looks at the Phanimius HaMaiseh. Reb Shimon also happens to be the one who says that Tefillah B'loi Kavanah is Keguf B'loi Neshama. A Tefillah without Kavanah is like a dead body. A body without any life in it is a tefillah b'lo kavana. Why? Again, Rav Shimon is shitasoi. Rav Shimon says it's not enough just to have the concrete maaseh. You have the guf without the show, you've got a lifeless body. You have to look at the kavana.
You say they were arguing whether there was mitzvah maaseh, as well as
in
the world,
yeah.
It was full of
Kavanah, yeah.
Spiritual
effort. Yeah, it's not my turn, it's not my boss to say, I don't trust him or not, or...
Yeah, but I mean, tell you, but... Ken's
time.
That's what comes out, what you're making. Because the children didn't keep anything about
it. Shimon also is the one who says that there are three things which are only Nabi Yisrael, Torah, Eretz Yisrael, and Olam Haba. The memory of Reb Shimon, that three things can be nicknamed Yisrael, be Yisrael, that three things one can be acquired through Yisrael is so appropriate to Reb Shimon. The Gemara tells us he was there in this Ma'ara, subsisting, since it was a nest, and there was a carob tree was created, that's what he lived off, and a mayon of water, that's what he had for 13 years. He just had charuvim, the carobs, which is considered the most basic food, and water. And we know, the Medrash tells us that the front Torah of the Mishnah Chumash says ein Torah shabeh nitna elo b'miut shino b'miut achido. You cannot Torah shabeh has got a mid in it that cannot be acquired unless you have this middle of his status, precious of Oino Hazeh. Someone who wants to have all the comforts of Oino Hazeh cannot get Torah Shabbat Peh. It's a stira. It just doesn't work. That's what Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai told Rabbi Pinchas Ben Yoyeh when he came out. Rabbi Pinchas Ben Yoyeh started crying. He said, Oili, Shuri Isi Kach, the tremendous suffering. He saw his skin was cracked, the tremendous pain that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai was, Oili, Shuri Isi Kach, woe to me that I see you in such tremendous suffering. And he said, no, if I wouldn't be like this. If I wouldn't have this suffering, I wouldn't have this Torah that you see now either. So the Torah, which is a nickname of Yisurin, Rav Shimon Yochai says, Rav Shimon Yochai probably didn't even feel it as Yisurin. Rav Shimon Yochai felt it. It was wonderful. Nothing to be upset about. He was happy about it. And I think that's Peshat. The Gemara tells us, in Pesachim that Kul Alma Moedi Debatzeres Be'in Anami Lachem. On Shavuos, even though there's a machlekas in the Gemara, normally every Yom Tov you have to have Lachem or not, Lachem or not. Can you just get away with Kulei Lachem or not? But on Shavuos, everyone's moida, you have to have Lachem as well. Yom Shanim the Vayteira Rashi says Laharis Chavivos to show the Chavivos. And the Shai is what's for Shat to show the Chavivos. Your Matan Torah, fine. Every Yom Tov you can see that. We want to show the Chavivos. You can see the Shai. We show the Chavivos. So you have to have Lachem. No, every other Yom Tov you don't have to have Lachem. On Shavuos you have to have Lachem. The Pshat is Azai, that to acquire Torah requires a certain amount of sacrifice. You have to give it up, plus you have to give up from your time, you have to give up from your comforts, you can't acquire Torah without it. So one might think that, oi, Nebuch, it's schwer, it's difficult, we're upset. You know what I mean? Yeah, it's the suffering you have to go through to get through Torah, where you have to give up the time you could have spent with your family, you could have to give up all sorts of things. So that luxury you don't have. Is to show no Yom Shinim Lo Vayteira Laharis Yom Chavivus Kabbalas Hatoyah, to show that the Chavivus Hatoyah that we have nonetheless it's a Chavivus for us. It's not painful for us. We're happy to be able to be Kabbal Torah even at the expense of sacrificing our physical comforts. We show that we're happy. We show that it's a way of showing that you're happy.
All the other
two
members are way of showing you're happy.
You have. You don't need to go out of your way to show that there's no suffering here. In the Mara it says that they add the charuvim, and an interesting point here. Some of the Farshim ask says quote a piece of Zoya. Zayin says, quote Rav Shimon Yochai saying, Me'ulam loy bitalti shalosh sudus. He was never mevatel shalosh sudus. To ask what was going on in the Ma'oro, how was he mekayem shalosh sudus? Where was his kiddush? Where was his sudus Shabbos? All he had was charuvim. So, the Menish Chai, Chiz Rapoim says, the kasha is kind kasha. To mevatel a mitzvah means if you can do the mitzvah and you don't do it, that's called bitl mitzvah. But someone who can't do it isn't onus. That's not called being mevatel mitzvah. No, it might be dalti. Whenever I could be mekayim, I was mekayim. Others say, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, as you said before, was the talmid of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva's shita in brachas is, Mishnayos brachas got a unique shita. He says, afilu ochal shelek. When this bami menu, someone who eats even anything, any vegetable, anything, and he's satisfied that, mevarech lo, you can bench on that. So according to Rabbi Akiva, who was Rav Shimon's rebbe, anything that satisfies you gets a din of a suda, which requires benching on it. So therefore, these charuvim could be used as his shor sudas with that. What's that? Okay. Good question. Sisi Tzadik says, Mistoma, the charuvim had the tam, any tam you wanted, was like mon. As if you're going to tell us the mon had cold tam, Mistoma, the charuvim also had cold tam that they had. Now, no, the charuvim of the Moro, that charuvim was created by the Nes, not a charuvim. So there's an interesting point here, which is raised by Rabbi Yosef Engel in the Gemara in Brachos. The Gemara in Brachos tells us that
when the morn came down in the midbar,
at that point in time, Moshe Rabbeinu made the Takanas HaBracha, the first Bracha benching that we have. Birkas HaZon was formulated by Moshe Rabbeinu in the midbar for the Yidden when the morn came down. So the Gilyoni Hashas, Rabbi Yosef Engel there, asked the question, well, why do you need to bench for eating morn? Morn's not bread.
So he says, if it had, there's a machlokes
in Gemara in Yuma. And the Gemara says that kunu uma noma, whatever they wanted, they had tamay uma moshe. It was mamash exactly like it. So this Gemara holds like that Gemara. It was tamay uma moshe, and therefore, and he brings a medrash talpiyos that says, not of Aviv in the middle, where did they get wine from? They went in Shesuya Yayin, they did that way to Shesuya Yayin. Where did they get wine from? They had wine from the Nesachim which was bought, especially, but not of Aviv, where did they get the wine from? So he says, he brings a medrash, that they drank the Meha Be'er, and the Meha Be'er was like the property of the one that you could have any drink that you wanted, and they intended to drink wine, and says that's not enough to say that just tastes like wine and it's meshakir, because the Gemara says even something which makes you drunk, there's no chiyuv misa on it unless it's mamash yai. Shabbat shakrim, no chiyuv misa. You have to say it got the din of yai mamash. That was interesting. It's also interesting to note that the Chassam Sofer, although he disagrees with making Lag BaOmer attaching significance as yontov for the day of the yotzeit of Rav Shabbat Yochai, nonetheless, he doesn't disagree. The Ramah says we don't say tachnun. And he says, you know what's the significance of Lag BaOmer? He makes a cheshbon and he says that was the first day that the mon came down for the Yidden to try. And he makes a cheshbon like this because he says this as follows: we know that the Yidden came out of Mitzrayim, they had their own ugois, which lasted them 30 days. And then for another 3 days, he brings the medrash, they went without any bread. So 33 days from his time, and then the day after that was the day that the mon, that was the day that the mon came down. And he says that day was Lag BaOmer. There's a kasha, he's got Gemara on Shabbos, which is much not like that. But that's what he says, nearly, that was the Indian of the Simcha is the Yom Sheh, Yom Tov Yom.
But you can have Chuvim, if you can bear Seder,
Chuvim. Chuvim, yeah. Simchas and Lag BaOmer, and they're all related to, more or less, they're all related to Torah. It was either the day that Rabbi Kiva started teaching his five Talmidim, that was the day of Torah Shel Ha'Peh, the Hemshech of Torah Shel Ha'Peh throughout the Doros. And those Mepharshim also that say that was the Yotzai of Shiva Yechai, they also explain that either that was the Kviyas, now Torah Shel Ha'Peh's Nikvah Le'i Talmidov. Others say that the day that Shiva Yechai died, he taught Chalokim of the Zayah, the Idrizuta, Chalokim of Nisa, which he never taught before, Shnei Faket, the day was extended, that day lasted longer than a normal day, so he could teach all the things he had to teach, all the Sodas he had to teach, they never taught beforehand. That was the Gideon of those Sodas in that day. Others say that's the reason why we make bonfires, because the light of that day continues for longer than a normal day. The Chassam Sofer says that was the day the month started, and the Chassam Sofer elsewhere says that without the mon, so Gemara is also a member of Reb Shimon, that lo nitna Torah ela loichay hamon. The Torah was only given to people eating a mon. It was only through eating the mon that Klal Yisrael could be purified either through the dagger and amuna or through the zichuch hanefesh, whatever it was that was in the mon. There was a madrega in the mon which was necessary for them to acquire before they could become a Torah. And that started on the day. The Bnei Yisrael was well known for saying you could split up the days of the Omer, 49 days of the Omer, into Leiv Toiv. Leiv 32, Toiv 17, 32, 17, 49. So Leiv Toiv, which the Mishnah Novice tells us, is the middah which is kodesh on all other middahs. That is the middah which is necessary for acquiring Torah. It says the Toiv starts on Lag BaOmer. Leiv, you have Leiv. And then the middle of the Toiv, the Hashmas HaToyah, which we get ready for the Toiv, that starts on Lag BaOmer. So that's the significance of Lag BaOmer. Either way, it states in all the Mefarshim that Lag BaOmer is a day that one can be Zeicha to in Tefillah, a person can be Zeicha to in Torah, and certainly a day that we should be inspired in by Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, his tremendous Mesiyus Nefesh. It's tremendous Mesiyus Nefesh for the Torah, and the results, the parents that were born as a result of that Mesiyus Nefesh should definitely be an inspiration. Let's finish off with a story that someone told me. It's not really related to Lag BaOmer slightly. You see, there's some Sofer, someone told me, you see there's some Sofer, even though he almost lambasts the minhag of Lag BaOmer, how careful he is though to say, at the same time, those who have the minhag, Schorim Rav, and he wouldn't go to Miram because he wouldn't want to do something else with Nehem, to something. See how careful he has not to make leitzonos, not to mock someone else's minhag, someone else's something that's always Hashem. And someone told me a story, a Pesach Sheni story. There's a story, some English Bokrim in Meir, a few years ago, I think 10 years ago now, I think it was. There was a group of Bokrim in Meir, and one of them went on Pesach Sheni to the Tish of the Kreshna for Rebbe. The Kreshna for Rebbe had a minhag on Pesach Sheni, and he did the whole Seder, Kaddish, Urchatz, Kabbas, everything. Dead. And this guy came home to his dira with a piece of afikomen that the Kreshna of Rebbe had given out at the Seder. And it was said that it's a skula for a shidduch to have a piece of afikomen from the Kreshna of Rebbe's matzah on Pesach Sheni. And there were 10 bochim in that dira. All of them were 25 plus. And he came home, it was late at night, and he said, we got this piece of matzah from afikomen. Fine. So 9 of them got out of bed, took a piece of matzah, had a piece of matzah washed, bench, well, had a piece of matzah. One of them, he scoffed at the whole thing. Laughed at Joe, Pastor Shane, after Cayman, the whole thing, does it, forget it. Yeah. Those 9 Bachrim, within the year, they all engaged. The last one got engaged on Pastor Shane the following year, Eric Pastor Shane the following year. The 10th Bacher, several years later, 30, now turning 30, still nothing doing. And he realized, perhaps, something with Pagia. At that time, the question of Rebbe was the previous question of Rebbe. He was Nifta, he couldn't go ask him Mechila. His son came to London, and so he went to the son of the Kreshna Rebbe, and he said, you know, this incident, perhaps you can ask him Mechila. Son, Mochaloch, Mochaloch, Mochaloch. 3 months later, the Bach was engaged. Akaponim, the point is, not to Chas v'Shalom make it Eitzonos, even if the Mahalach HaVayis Hashem, someone has a different Mahalach HaVayis Hashem, you know, there's several Mahalach HaVayis Hashem in Chal Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants them all, and Chas v'Shalom, not to make fun, someone else's Chizuk HaVayis Hashem, and we should all be inspired in our own way to take a Chizuk HaVayis Hashem.